AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward.
Always streaming on the Civic
ABC
Media
News,
app.
I'm Marina Roy. A vote on the motion to vacate House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, introduced by Congressman Matt Gaetz, expected today. This after McCarthy went with a bipartisan short-term measure to avert a government shutdown.
Five Republicans have told ABC News they plan on voting to oust McCarthy as Speaker. One of those lawmakers, Tim Burchett of Tennessee, who supported McCarthy's initial bid for Speaker, said he was disappointed in the negotiations surrounding the government spending bill.
To me, we're just, fiddling while Rome burns. What is our agenda? We have not produced for the American public, like we said we were going to do.
Ike Ajachi, ABC News, Washington.
In New York, former President Trump back in court for day two of the civil fraud trial, alleging he inflated property values to get loans and limit tax liability. New York's attorney general is seeking damages of $250 million, the Dow slipping in late-day trading. This is ABC News. President Biden reaching out to world leaders to discuss Ukraine.
The White House says President Biden convened a phone call this morning with allies and partners to coordinate ongoing support for Ukraine. On the call were the leaders of Canada, Germany, Italy, Japan, Poland, Romania, France, the UK, as well as the European Commission, European Council, and NATO. The president's outreach on Ukraine comes as he continues to push Congress to approve additional funding. The short-term agreement to avert a shutdown did not include the money for Ukraine, $24 billion the White House is seeking. Karen Travers, ABC News, Washington.
Jury selection underway in the federal fraud trial of Sam Bankman-Fried, the former head of the crypto firm FTX. He's accused of masterminding a massive financial fraud, allegedly using customer funds to support his hedge fund. Apple says it's working on a fix following complaints the iPhone 15 is overheating. The company says some recently updated apps are overloading the phone's hardware. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Office of School Safety has released the 2022-2023 annual report for the Speak Up, Speak Out program. According to a press release, the Speak Up, Speak Out tip line received over 7,500 tips since its creation in 2020, about half of which came during the 2022-2023 school year. The report found the number of tips received has grown by 136% in 3 years since it was launched. The most common reported tips were bullying and vaping. United States Vice President Kamala Harris's trip to Madison, Wisconsin will be rescheduled so she can attend the funeral services of the late Senator Dianne Feinstein. Vice President Harris was originally scheduled to visit the University of Wisconsin-Madison campus as part of a multi-state college campus tour, on which she planned to discuss issues that matter to young voters. White House officials did not say if or when a future visit to Madison will take place, but said it's likely. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Red Delicious, Honey Crisp, Granny Smith. If you have a favorite apple, now is the time to pick it straight from the source. Did you know Wisconsin has more than 300 apple orchards? Travel Wisconsin recently naming its favorites, including the Oneida National Apple Orchard outside Green Bay, Ferguson's Orchards in Eau Claire, and Apple Holler south of Racine. Many provide tons of family fun in the fall, too. Tire swings, lawn bowling, hay rides, and more. Apple experts suggest if you want to pick yours fresh, do it before the end of October. For Civic Media, I'm Terry.
pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Albaugh Show on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
And enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to 1 on AM 950 for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 82. Tonight, showers and storms with a low around 63. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a high around 67. Get a taste of authentic Szechuan and Mandarin cuisine at the Great Wall Restaurant. From hot and sour soup to Peking duck, they've got all of your favorites covered. Conveniently located just south of 50th and France in Edina, order for takeout or view the full menu at GreatWallEdina.com. That's GreatWallEdina.com.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
Oh, is this the 80s, 90s version?
Oh. Yeah, it is. Oh.
They won the World Series when they had this song, though.
Yeah, but I don't have parachute pants anymore, man. Everybody get a Zima. Oh, God, no, just, okay, no, we got to find the original.
You don't like the 80s, this was your era, though.
Okay, oh, if you've not missed, I was a little counterculture back then. I wasn't exactly, you know, I love that new Dionne Warwick song. Now, nothing is Dionne Warwick, you know, Do You Know the Way to Santa Fe? I loving some of that stuff. But there was a lot of crap music in the 80s that sounded a lot like that. We're hip and ready to go and drug free. Yeah, okay. No. All right.
Oh, love the Reagan 80s.
Oh, Reagan 80s. I was going a little bit longer there. Hi, it's the Matt McNeil Show, and boy oh boy, I wish I had freaking something to talk about. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. We are watching just a train wreck at the US House right now. Donald Trump just got spanked by a judge, and today, in approximately 23 minutes from right now, our Minnesota Twins take on the dreaded and hated Toronto Blue Jays. Actually, I like the Toronto Blue Jays. They're not a bad team. That's a pretty good franchise up there. They are in town with a three-game series. We actually host all three games. Did you know that?
Yeah, that's the format to try to incentivize division winners to win their division.
Yeah.
Home field always works so well for the Twins, though.
It does. Although the lineup we have today, folks, it is the lineup that we need to have in there. And nothing against Byron Buxton. But this team, okay, I'll be the first thing. Let me get the Twins stuff out of the way here first. And Brett's going to be giving us updates on the Twins during the day. Patrick Cooligan's going to stop on in a little bit later on, talk some stuff from the Minnesota Reformer.
You have an updates. I'm just checking out and watching the game. You're on your own here.
Is this any different? I brought you an apple.
Maybe I'll stick around.
From the orchard. It's like you're a horse. You know, you can eat that. I'll comb out your mane later. How about that? Okay? Sorry. I love these guys. Anyway, no, you're going to keep an eye on the game and give us updates as they go through. By all means, we're all for that. I was very critical of this Twins team really up until early August, as I should have been. When they lost three in a row to the freaking Kansas City Royals, I don't care they were on the road. That was the entire Kansas City Royals highlight reel for the entire season. They underperformed, underwhelmed for, well, they played April great, and into May they were good. And then they just basically kind of just ran in place, and they just weren't good. And there were games where no one was hitting a thing. Their batting averages went from 275 down to 220. I mean, when I went to a game in July, I think the highest batting average on the team was like 265. Half the lineup was hitting 210 or less. They were doing bad. And then something, well, I think his name was Royce Lewis, basically, if you want to know the truth. Royce Lewis happened. And, you know, I think that Carlos Correa, I think at the beginning of the season, thought to himself, Byron Buxton and him are going to just mop up the league. I think what happened is Correa looked over and saw Royce Lewis and said, okay, now I've got something here. And between the two of them, they started storming through and they took care of business in August, late August, and into September, and here we are. They finished with 87 wins, which I was shocked they did. I thought this would be possibly the first team to ever win a division with a losing record. Because they just, but they had to play outstanding, really, the last 6 weeks of the season just to get to the point where they're at. Now, that all being said, when they announced the lineup today and Royce Lewis is in and Carlos Correa is in, Ober and Buxton are out. I said, if there's a chance for this Twins team to not only win this series, but win the next series against the Houston Astros, that this is it. This is it. So, we've lost 17 in a row?
18.
18 in a row. I think this is the team that could do it because they have the pitching to do it. They have the pitching. And it will be interesting to see what happens. I know, Toronto is no pushover. The fact that they stayed and made the playoffs in the American League East, it tells you they're a real deal too. But I think at the end of the day, when you look at the lineups, I think the Twins are better than the Blue Jays. And they're playing at home. You should be able to take two out of three here.
And they go against Berríos tomorrow, the former Twins guy who never seemed to come up clutch for that team.
He pitches well against us. He does pitch well against us. But one of the great things was that Bremer made this point about the Twins. He said, this was about 2 weeks ago, he said there was only one player on this team that was on this team exactly 1 year ago, that was in the lineup 1 year ago. And I was like, who? Wallner. Wallner was the only guy. This is a completely different team. Solano, Castro, and Vasquez are the key to this team. Those dudes do stuff like Randy Bush used to do, Nick Punto used to do. They're X-factors. They're not going to ever lead in the stats, but they bring enough to the game to where they are those players that do it well. I'm feeling pretty good about things. Now, speaking of not feeling pretty good about things, Kevin McCarthy. So far, it's not going. Vote to remove Kevin McCarthy is going on as we speak. Like I said, no breaking news at all. This is relatively unprecedented. I mean, the last time they had a vote to remove a speaker was, I think, 1910. To watch the speeches, was remarkable. Because the only people that really spoke were the Republicans. And you had this extremist fringe who seems to feel as if they can basically demand you're going to shut down the Department of Education, you're going to shut down the Health and Human Services, you're going to shut down every program we hate, or else we'll shut down the government and things won't go. And they seem to think that that's negotiating. And they are stupid enough to, and whoever they put in, they're going to demand do that. And when in 6 weeks, if it is Tom Emmer or Chip Roy, did you see that? There are floating freaking Chip Roy as the next speaker. Dear Lord, whenever that next speaker comes on out, and I mean, I think that unless McCarthy wins, I think there is no doubt in my mind the government shuts down mid-November, and I don't think it's going to open again for months. They're going to get numbers in June of next year, which show them getting annihilated in the election. And then they're going to say, we voted to reopen up the government because we proved our point. And they're going to basically have to concede on everything to get everything open because they can't go into the election season not having anything there. So you have the anti-McCarthy group screaming like he should have basically gone up there and started punching Joe Biden in the head. Why didn't he punch Joe Biden in the head? That would have sent a message. Yeah, as the Secret Service pulls their weapons. The pro-McCarthy people are even more delusional. Let me tell you about all the things that Kevin McCarthy has done. While he's been speaker, we addressed the border issue. We stopped the drugs. We've got oil production through the roof. And he's stopped Biden at every turn. Wait, what? What? You didn't do a damn thing. Outside of some fraudulent Biden hearings, what have you guys done at all? But they act as if it's a Republican version of FDR with the new freaking deal. And I don't know who's more delusional. I really don't. The McCarthy supporters seem to think that he has done something which he just hasn't done. He's just not even close. The anti-McCarthy people are basically, you know, we should be able to bring guns, and when someone votes against something we don't like, we should be able to shoot them in the head. And that's just that. I mean, this is where we're at now. Let me give you an update on the voting. Right now, it's 76 votes to remove Kevin McCarthy, which is 72 votes for the Democrats, 5 votes for the Republicans, 70 to keep him. I've actually made the point. I said, you know, it might be actually better. I'm trying to think about what would be a better natural disaster here. Let them try to put a Chip Roy in as Speaker of the House. But the reality is I think that if they put in a psychopath far right, even Tom Emmer, I think that these moderates would even be more, they would be more whipped into obeying that 30 far right Republicans in the House. If I'm the Democrats, I almost say withhold, because you can change the margins by just voting present. And if I'm the Democrats, I hold off on votes and I basically just say present. And basically you come back and you basically make sure enough Democrats vote present. Don't vote for them, just vote present to take where the ratios come down and McCarthy stays, because you know as well as I do, that will be just a catastrophic wasteland. I mean, an absolute catastrophic wasteland. Oh, God, you can only dream, can't you? 82-77 to get rid of them. So far, no Democrats are voting present. So that is, I don't think McCarthy survives this.
I wonder how many ballots it'll take if he does get this back. How many did he have at the beginning of the year?
Oh, no, this is a one-time vote. Either he passes or he doesn't.
I thought the Republicans said they were just going to keep nominating him, even if he lost.
Well, and you know, it could be another, I mean, it's, we are looking at something historic here. I mean, in the history of the country, in 100 years, people will look back on the disaster that was the Republicans in charge of the U.S. House and their inability to lead in any capacity. And that's just going to be taught in every history class in the country. I got to tell you the truth. This is, I can't wait for Stein to get here tomorrow. This is an absolute catastrophe for the Republicans. This week alone, you've got, let's talk about the other issue. Trump in New York, who had a judge, and let me pull up that story there. Trump ordered not to comment on judge's staff and fraud case from the New York Times. A New York judge placed a limited gag order on Trump on Tuesday after the former president posted a message to social media targeting the judge's law clerk. Mr. Trump attacked the clerk, Allison Greenfield, shortly before noon on his Truth Social site. The post was a picture of Ms. Greenfield with Senator Chuck Schumer, the Democratic Majority Leader. Mr. Trump mocked Mr. Greenfield as Schumer's girlfriend and said the case against him should be dismissed. The post was taken down during lunch break shortly after a closed-door meeting in the room where Mr. Trump was being tried. Justice Arthur Engren explained that what happened after the break, though he did not name Ms. Greenfield or Mr. Trump, referring to him only as defendant, personal attacks on my members of my court staff are unacceptable, inappropriate, and I will not tolerate them under any circumstance, he said. So basically, he just told Trump, try it. I will throw you in jail. And, and let's be honest, Donald Trump is trying to get one of his loon ball supporters to murder her. That is what he is doing. He is at such a point in his situation where he basically, he doesn't have any options left. So he is desperately hoping that his supporters start executing the people he says to. And of course, he's a whiny little snit who will, when someone actually does try to pull a trigger on someone, will say, I don't know where you got the idea after I said someone should murder them, that I wanted them murdered. Oh, by the way, I'm so glad that guy tried to murder them. I mean, that's Donald freaking Trump. But it should be noted, he is on trial here for undeniable fraud. He's your Republican frontrunner. He just was told by a judge to stop threatening the staff of the court. And here's a little gem that I've caught that I'm surprised and shocked, I say, no one else has really kind of reported on. Mar-a-Lago, his tax estimate is at $18 million. $18 million. Their assessment was $27 million. So still a little off base. But Donald Trump today came on out, and what he said was, I could get $1.5 billion for this. I could call, and he said a few days ago, I could get the Saudis to buy this for $1.5 billion. And I want to stop and just, okay, what? So you're saying at the drop of a hat, you're so compromised that the Saudi government will quickly give you $1.5 billion for a piece of property that's worth at best $18 million. And you think that that means that that wasn't, there was no fraud. The fraud is, what are you going to do for the Saudis to give them a $1 billion, for them to give you $1 billion with no questions asked? There is a remarkable level of admission that's going on from him right now. All you have to do with him is listen to what he's saying, and you'll hear that he is, oh, I'm in the bank for Russia. I'm in the bank for the Saudis. I will do whatever these dictators want to do. And he's admitting it. It wasn't fraud because the Saudis will give me $1.5 million for it if I ask for it. Yeah. How in the world is that not being covered as an admission of extreme compromised? And I get it. You're a Trump fan. Like, well, I'd love it if someone came to my house and basically said that you we're going to give you $1 billion for your house that's worth $200,000. I don't think that that's bad at all. I think that, you know, sucker beware, you know, that sort of thing. And as it was pointed out yesterday, Donald Trump's whole admission is that on the documents that he has put forward, whenever he did a sale and he did these things, he basically put in there, you can't trust us on anything. You must assume we're lying when we talk about the costs and the evaluations of these properties. It's as the judge said yesterday, or back when he called him guilty before the trial, he said, when you're a real estate developer and you knowingly lie about the size of your apartment repeatedly for years and years and years, that's inexcusable. It's not one time I put it on a form, it was wrong. Every time you put it on the form, it was labeled as three times larger than it was. And you're a real estate developer. You should have known what the size of your own apartment was. So, needless to say, just a smidge of a busy day. Let's go back to the vote as we go here. Currently, Kevin McCarthy is taking the lead now to stay in office. 115 to 113. We'll have, hopefully, before too much longer, an update and a reminder. But I think one thing for Trump, I'm going to save for the end of the show, courtesy of his former chief of staff, because I got a special little message for that little orange turd, and I can't wait to give it to him. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. It's McCarthy Watch 2023. Now, this is the second time we've done this in 2023. Okay, McCarthy Watch 2 2023. Electric Boogaloo. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Hey, it's Tom. Going solar is a great way to save on energy costs. By using the sun to power your house, you can feel good about an investment that will last for years. All Energy Solar is a locally trusted turnkey solar installer that's been around since 2009. They provide custom designs and quality installations of solar panel systems that work for your energy needs. One of the best parts about going solar is it's an investment that can pay for itself. Your system can pay back 100% of the installation cost in as little as 8 years. Plus, a system from All Energy Solar can pay back over 300% of its cost over its lifetime. There's also many tax incentives and rebates available, and the experts at All Energy Solar can walk you through the entire process to make sure you're saving as much as possible. So go green, both financially and environmentally, with All Energy Solar. Get a free, no-obligation assessment from All Energy Solar by calling 800-620-3370 or visiting allenergysolar.com.
I love my Toyota vehicles, so when I have to get service done, there's only one place I go. Rudy Luther Toyota. They know Toyota's inside and out. It starts with them checking your alignment and tire treads with their Hunter Quick Check Drive Inspection Service. Oil changes, tires, batteries, wipers, no matter what you need done, they can help you with reliable Toyota parts and the best service team in Minnesota. Check out their website, RudyLutherToyota.com, for service and parts specials just for Toyota vehicles. Get your Toyota serviced at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
End-of-life decisions are not easy to make. Hi, I'm Mary T. of Mary T. Hospice Care. It's important to make sure that this difficult time is meaningful and comforting to you and your loved ones. Our hospice team provides an individualized program of physical, emotional, spiritual, and practical care so your loved one is comfortable and not in pain. At Mary T. Hospice, we understand that choosing the right hospice care provider can be overwhelming, but we're here to assist you. Learn more today at MaryTInc.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. You know, I'm good at math here, and you are as well. They've got seven Republican votes already against McCarthy. That's it. I mean, if every Democrat votes against him, he's done. Because they have, it's five, isn't it?
I think it's five, yeah.
The question I have is, you know, Will, is are there any Democrats that will jump the line and vote to keep McCarthy in? We'll have to see. But I love the line from Sarah Burris from Raw Story. She made the point. She goes, if this was Boehner as the speaker, he would have beaten down these clowns in one day. He would have basically said, I will throw you onto every crap committee. You will never get, I'll make sure that you are never seen or never heard from. And you better get in line or else. Boehner would. I mean, McCarthy's absolute ineptitude at leading is really on display here. And also, I want to give credit here to Mark in Minneapolis, who chimed in and said, maybe they should have a vote to remove Matt Gaetz. I think they could actually, if the House Republicans wanted to, they could put forward a motion to remove Gaetz. And I guarantee you, every Democrat will vote to get rid of him. So it'd be interesting to see what would happen here, because one of the things I'm really going to be excited about is the attitude of Matt Gaetz, who McCarthy is still going to have his loyal following. Hey, you know, when I told you you were the Antichrist about 20 minutes ago, you know, could you throw your support behind me? Sure. Where are we at here? 133 to 136. 136 is to keep McCarthy. But once again, not a single Democrat has voted so far to keep McCarthy as the speaker, and seven Republicans have voted against him being speaker, which, once again, if no Democrat, you know, votes present and no Democrat votes, or votes for McCarthy, well, this is over. I mean, he's going to be done. Just pouring. Republicans are a mess. And you guys, it's like I said, I mean, is there anything more prophetic than the fact that you guys don't understand how government works, that you basically sit there and think you can force anyone, that you will hurt the people of this country as deeply as you can to basically pass laws that hurt them even more with a smile on your face, while at the same time praising mythical bills that got passed by McCarthy as this great savior. You guys should be embarrassed. And I'm not saying you have to agree with the Democrats. I'm not saying you have to agree with the Democrats. But for God's sakes, this is your party right now. Look at it. It's got the dignity of a Jell-O wrestling night from 1982, for God's sakes. There's a lot of hair in that pin. A lot of hair in there. Yikes. We didn't shave nearly as much as we did back then, just FYI. We're hairier people. You guys are broken. And I think it's time for me to remind some the supposedly sane Republicans who still exist. And they do exist. I had Michael Broadcorp on. He's our Vikings guy. We talked to him. He and I don't agree on a lot of things politically. But my God, we can actually have a conversation about things. And sometimes I'll admit he's right about something, and sometimes he'll admit I'm right about something. We can come together, and you want to know the truth is we understand that this is compromise. That's how you do it. It's sausage making. That's politics. In the 1840s, the Whig Party, and it was interesting because I just watched, I posted this on the Friday Link a few weeks ago about the re-election of Washington and how weird it was and how things were so undecided back then, and how Jefferson and Hamilton were kind of going at each other. And there was a party called the Republicans, but it wasn't the modern Republicans. That didn't exist. Our political parties basically were birthed out of the Jefferson movement, the Jeffersonian movement. And after, you know, eventually they became two different political parties at that point, the Democrats and the Whigs. The Whigs basically trying to compete with, at this point, the Democratic Party was very much pro-slavery. The Whigs feeling they had to be pro-slavery to compete made a mandate that said that if you were to be a Whig, you had to be pro-slavery. And that drove a lot of the Whig Party away and founded what eventually became the Republican Party. And then, by the way, funny story, before you kind of think to yourself, so you were on the good side. Oh, you should go back to the 1960s. And when the Civil Rights Movement was passed, you guys, the parties basically flipped. The Democrats became the party of freedom and liberty and social justice. You guys became the party of, you know, pro-white mentality. And, you know, that's how things change. But, you know, you want to skip past that little point. It wasn't easy for the Republicans to start, but that they came down to the end of the day and they said, we're just not pro-slavery. And so I'd rather leave my party and start another party. And I know it's going to be a lot of work, and I know it's going to be a lot of effort. And their first candidate, I mean, the first candidate for the Whigs was not, for the Republicans, was not Lincoln. It was 4 years earlier, some kind of the trailblazer, something like this, a guy out of California. It's the first time a California candidate was on
Fremont,
the ballot.
Fremont, was it?
It was Fremont, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know, and he lost, and lost badly, you know, which, you know, to Buchanan, I mean, dear Lord, I mean, that's not good. But, you know, they stuck with it because there came a point where you guys found your spines and you basically said, no, this is not who we're going to be. Well, I hate to point this out to you, but you're at that point right now. And I get it. It's like trying to get off of Twitter. That you're trying to get off of Twitter and you say, well, I got 5,000 followers on Twitter. And the best I got on any of the other sites is like 300, 400. I'm not going to have nearly as many friends. Dude, you're not getting any value being on Twitter anymore. You're not getting there. And so, yeah, you can have a higher number there, but you don't have any value there. You don't. So the thing that you want to do is basically leave. And say to yourself, hey, we're not Democrats. We're moderate Republicans. We're fiscally conservative, maybe a little bit more socially liberal than the current Republican Party. But we're not these absolutists that demand that basically everything has to be shut down or else. And I think you'd win. But you guys have to have the ability to make that decision, like the Whigs did that were anti-slavery, or like the person who basically decides, you know what, enough's enough on Twitter. Yeah, there are. I'm going to lose something here, but I'd rather lose that than continue on that crap fest of a social media site. Nice job, Elon, you idiot. 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. Let's vote total time. 177 to remove them. 168 to keep him. 8 Republicans have voted against him. 0 Democrats have voted to keep him. I think we're, you know, aren't the corpses supposed to be at the end of this month? It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
Connections Radio Show is all about tapping into our hardwired hunger to connect. We examine meaningful connections to ourselves, our community, and the world around us. By opening the door to innovative insights by a wide variety of interesting guests, we'll make the connections to something bigger than ourselves. Join me, Lori Fitz, your host of Connections Radio Show. And together, we'll make the connections. Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Tune in for Philosophy Talk, the program that questions everything.
Except your intelligence.
Coming up, non-duality and the oneness of being.
In Sanskrit, the word Advaita refers to the belief that everything is one.
But if everything is one, then who are you? And who am I?
Well, if we actually exist and we're not just an illusion, then we're one and the same.
So I'm just talking to myself?
Non-duality. Next time on Philosophy Talk.
Philosophy Talk. Every Sunday at 8 a.m. on AM 950.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950, here to tell you about the exterior construction company I trust, Snap Construction. If your home was hit with the most recent storms, trust the most well-reviewed exterior construction company, Snap Construction, for a free home inspection.
This is Ryan, owner of Snap Construction. There are a lot of great construction companies in town. My advice is to take your time and do your research. Make sure they are locally owned and that they guarantee their craftsmanship for life. Also, you want to find a company that's been in business for at least 10 years. You want to work with a company that's going to be there long after the work is done. Snap Construction has handled thousands of claims, and we'll help you through the process.
Don't go with the out-of-town, fly-by-night contractor. Most storm damage goes missed by the untrained eye. Trust Snap Construction for your free storm damage evaluation. For your free storm damage evaluation, call Snap Construction at 612-333-SNAP or visit them online at snapconstruction.com. That's 612-333-SNAP or snapconstruction.com.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 82. Tonight, showers and storms with a low around 63. And Wednesday, partly sunny with a high around 67.
Get a taste of authentic Szechuan and Mandarin cuisine at the Great Wall Restaurant. From hot and sour soup to Peking duck, they've got all of your favorites covered. Conveniently located just south of 50th and France in Edina, order for takeout or view the full menu at GreatWallEdina.com. That's GreatWallEdina.com.
AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It's the Matt McNeil Show. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We're on McCarthy death watch at this point. It's 196 to 183 to get rid of him. And once again, unless some Democrats either vote present or vote to keep him, this is over because already eight Republicans have voted to get rid of him. That's more than the five-vote margin. So Kevin McCarthy, soon to be unemployed. I can't wait. Like I said, I can't wait for Gates to basically come on out and say, hey, now that I ousted you, I need your block of voters to come with me and help us out. Don't be sore about what happened. Oh, can you imagine what this is going to be like? And then there is this legitimate question is, if you're a Republican, is this really where you want to go? Okay, it's 201-186. I'm going to stay here for this. I was going to get into some of the other things here, but I'm just going to stay here for this because this is hilarious. This is hilarious, man. What an absolute howler monkey exhibit. I mean, it makes Lauren Boebert watching Beetlejuice look with dignity. You know, it's that's a solid double, rounding second, looking to third. You see Colbert's take on that last night, starting the lawnmower. Jeez. Nice to have those guys back as well. And they don't tell me they weren't excited. And my God, if you haven't watched Last Week Tonight with John Oliver from Sunday, life is good again. And you can tell Trump hate watches this stuff because he last night in the middle of the night went nuts over all these guys are back. And you're made fun of me because you're a horrible human being. Trust me, you're going to need to have that dump button handy at the end of the show because I got one that I got to go through and I'm just going to eviscerate him. I'm just, you know, and all of you who support him, all of you that support him. Oh, we're at 209 to 192. You can see the fly starting to amass on McCarthy's body at this point. He's already a pretty white guy. I don't know how corpsey he's going to get exactly. And I'd say zombie right away if you want to know the truth. I saw Kevin McCarthy come down the hall. And in case you're wondering why we're doing here, we're kind of just twiddling our thumbs while we're waiting for the U.S. House to oust Speaker McCarthy as Speaker because Matt Gaetz was furious at the fact that he didn't do everything we had demanded that he do. And unless a miracle happens, this is over. Was it 217 is the vote total, right? 217, if he's over 217, it's over.
218 is half, yeah.
218. So it's over two. If it's over 217, yeah. So it's 213. Oh, dead man walking. 214. Dun 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 dun.
We're getting close to 214. Yeah.
215.
We might as well just stick it out till
199. Oh yeah, it's right there. It's right there. And I'm watching. By the way, I'm watching the New York Times as of the updated thing going on. So it's 215 to 200. All it needs is three more. We're at 216. God, this is just hilarious how bad this is going for the Republicans. Oh, 202, 216 to 202. All right. All right. We're at 216, so one more means they have to take, they run the board. Oh, he's getting, they're getting, the McCarthy's votes, there must be a lot of loyalists at the end of the alphabet. He's up to 205. 206. Like I said, the only thing I can think of is if the Democrats start voting present. And I don't see it here. Yeah, I know this is stunning radio, but this is historical precedent going on right now as we speak. As we're stalled. Are we stalled at 216 to 206? I mean, if that was it, it's over anyway.
Who's got a right-wing name at the end of the alphabet? That's what we got to be thinking of. Who's going to vote to oust him?
Who has the Z in Nazi? Let's... there's got to be a few. I'm wondering if they just basically, like, is the New York Times counter basically just rolling on the floor at this point? Just like, ah! Oh... So, it's speaking of the likely lost his vote with Matt Robbinsdale, a Republican from Montana, voting against him. McCarthy would either need several remaining Democrats. Okay, it's okay. We're up to 216 to 207. They stopped counting for a second here. But I think we can see the fate is sealed.
Guess you can't get ousted if you don't count the votes.
Well, maybe.
They just decided, yeah, we're done.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if the Democrats are now just voting present. It's the fact is that they have not, since they got to 216, there's not been another vote in there. And McCarthy's picked up like 8 votes now on the other side. So, I mean, could this be the plan for the Democrats? Basically keep them into power because, you know, and just to mess with Gates and the rest of them. So it's... Well, maybe what you're doing is this is maybe McCarthy's going over there and saying, gone to the Democrats and said, here's the deal. You know, I'll make sure something you want's in a bill. I'll make sure something you want. We'll drop the Biden stuff. We'll drop the Biden stuff. You just, the rest of you guys vote in sync with me. 216 to 209. Maybe that's the case. You are in a power position if you're the Democrats because, you know, you're going to basically help decide who the next speaker is going to be. Because I guarantee you that, you know, there's going to be some moderates in the Republican Party that are not going to vote for Chip Roy. And Tom Emmer might get it, but, I mean, does he really want it? I don't think him or Jeffries or Scalise, Steve Scalise, I don't think any of them want it.
But yeah, I don't know if that'd be like a Paul Ryan situation. Remember when Paul Ryan kind of stumbled into it when Republicans had something similar happen to Boehner?
They settled.
I don't think Tom Emmer could be that role.
I don't. Like I said, it's been remarkable because this vote has stalled at 216, and once again we said 218 is the cutoff line. So I'm almost wondering, and I got to believe people are voting. So, I'm going to presume that there are Democrats voting here. Live the final vote. Let's see. Maybe I'm missing something. Maybe the New York Times is just not updating it as we go here. They're basically a little behind on the Huffington Post. 216 to 210. So once again, we're just looking at, you know, one or two more votes. 216 to 110 or 210. No, 110. Yeah. Maybe that could be the case. Is that there? He's basically made a deal with the remaining Democrats and said, "Here, we'll do whatever we need. Just make sure I stay in power." Because let's make sure. This is the one thing about getting rid of McCarthy, which I do agree with. This guy's a freaking weasel. This guy is only there about the power. He's only there about the position that it gives him. He's only there because he wants to be the big guy there. It's, you know, he fell in love with the idea of becoming the speaker after Ryan left, and he's not trying to give it up. And the reality is that it is you know, a kind of a situation where, you know, him losing is a good thing. But I am stunned. For some reason, the votes against him have stopped at 216, which is basically two votes shy from him being ousted. I'll just keep that over here. The Twins, they start yet?
They have, yes.
All right. Are we down yet?
No, well, the leadoff guy for the Blue Jays did reach on an error, though.
Oh, who's
third baseman?
Who's Roy? No, Royce is DH. Who's
third? No, he's the DH. I forgot who.
Solano?
I think it might be him, yeah.
Or Castro. Well, yeah, get the double play. Who's pitching for us today? That's
Lopez.
Lopez, yeah.
Struck out a guy. We'll just give you the play-by-play of the whole
game. Well, we're giving play-by-play of the voting out of McCarthy at this point, so. All right, 952-946-6205, 952-946-6205. I'll keep this by my side here and give you an update in a second. A fight broke out among 10 Minnetonka High School students on Monday. The school sent out an email to families saying the fight happened during lunchtime, started as a verbal altercation, turned physical for a few minutes in a hallway next to the cafeteria. Our staff and school resource officers immediately intervened and broke up the fight and dispersed the crowd of students, the school principal Jeff Erickson said. Police were able to control the situation quickly as the rest of the day's classes resumed without any interruption. No arrests were made and no injuries were immediately reported. Resources are available for students who have been affected by the fight. The presence of school resource officers at the school for the incident comes amid the ongoing debate about what amount of force the officers can use on students. A new rule restricting SROs from using chokeholds or prone restraints on students except to prevent serious bodily harm or death led to a number of police departments pulling their SROs from schools, but they never did pull them out of Minnetonka. So Minnetonka has their SROs. Minnetonka Police Department was not one of those that pulled their SRO officers, crediting its strong relationship with the school district. Pardon me. Yes, I'm just kind of laughing. Laughing at this whole thing with McCarthy. With many agencies choosing not to keep their officers in schools at this time, we feel extremely fortunate and so grateful for the Minnetonka Police Department for their commitment to continue on with the outstanding relationship between the department and our school district, Dave Law, superintendent of Minnetonka Public Schools, said on September 1st. Our SROs remain integral, supportive, and well-regarded members of our school community. Attorney General Keith Ellison issued a clarification of the legislative change order stating that SROs may remain restrain students that are breaking the law, which led to some police departments returning their SROs to campus. All right, so a pretty standard story here. But, by the way, Kevin McCarthy's just been ousted. 216 to 210 is the final, so some of the people must not have been present. 216 to 210, that means he's been removed. So the Howler Monkey exhibit continues in the U.S. House. Wow. Anyway, back to this story about the SRO. Because, once again, this is a school district that had SROs in the school district. And yeah, that was kind of the whole point was that I heard a lot of Republicans over the last 2 months scream about how this is the only way that if school resource officers are not in the schools, That basically they're unmitigated hellscapes versus the SRO schools, which are safe. And I mean, I've had a few people say, where did any Republican say that schools with SROs never have any problem? Well, you're just going to need to go listen to what they were saying, because there was just a tremendous amount of them out there insisting that. This was the make or break, that if you did not have SROs in the school, that your school was just not safe. They're safe with SROs in it. And as a matter of fact, Zach Duckworth, the Republican who was kind of the point person on this, repeatedly made statements on social media which basically said schools with SRO officers are safe. Well, here you have a case where that's just not true. This is Minnetonka. They had an SRO officer there, and I think they actually have multiple SRO officers at Minnetonka, and they had a fight. So it's very hard for me to understand. Wait a second here. I thought your standard was that this was the make or break. And when you sit there and you say school resource officers keep schools safe, you're not saying, oh, sure, they might have a problem or so. No, you're saying very definitively that that is the case, that is the standard that you have built. So I've got a question for you guys, you Republicans. Wasn't that your argument that SROs made schools safe with their presence? Because here's a fight there. Now, I took a lot of straw people saying, well, you're putting out a straw man argument. No. I'm only arguing your point. Your point was that these officers kept the schools safe and everyone respected them and there was no problems. That was your argument. I'm just calling you guys out saying your argument was garbage. The SROs and the police officers stopped the fight at Minnetonka. Wait a second here. Didn't Republicans initially kept screaming, SROs under these new laws can't even stop a fight, can't even touch a student? Lie, lie, lie. Just calling them out. These are your words, guys, not mine. When the Minnetonka, remember one of the things about Minnetonka where we had the one teacher who used to teach there sort of said that basically, you know, the police know that you're at Minnetonka, so if you grab a kid there, you might be getting some wealthy guy's kid. So you know, officers walk into those situations with a much different mentality than other schools. So I'm presuming that they didn't get too rough with him, or if they did, they didn't say, well, he was big for a kid. He was big for a kid. He was a kid, but yeah, he was big for a kid. You guys, and before you come at me and argue this straw man argument, let me make sure I point back at you very clearly. You guys were begging for a school district that had their SRO pulled to have a major incident so you could run out in front of that school and get your press conference and talk about the outrage of the SROs not being in the schools. SROs keep schools safe. You were waiting. Unfortunately for you, the other side happened. A school that never lost their SROs had a fight, which you guys implied strongly just doesn't happen. And then you're acting indignant because I'm pointing out your fraudulent arguments. That's my job, showing you the mirror so you can see your idiots. And I have no problem doing it. These are your arguments. I'm throwing them back in your face. You don't like that? Then shut your mouth on the front side and don't make me embarrass you. Now call your mom and tell her to come pick you up. 952-946-6205. 952-946-6205. We'll take a break. Come on back. Let me find some of Zach Duckworth's tweets here, and we'll scour them for a sec. It's the Matt McNeil Show right here on AM 950.
There really is no place like home. Hi, I'm Mary T. of Mary T. Home Health. When you're faced with an illness or an injury, being able to stay at home and receive care is important. Our home health offers a wide range of services, including skilled nursing, physical, occupational, and speech therapies, AIDS, homemakers, in-home respite care, and 24/7 live-in care. We'll work closely with your primary care provider to come up with an individualized plan for you. Learn more today at MaryTInc.com.
Hi, I'm Scott Chambaud from Chambaud Family Dentistry. We're the fear-free, shame-free dental office. We know dental anxiety and dental phobia are real. We'll take the time to get to know you and give you what you need to be comfortable at all times. We offer free nitrous oxide laughing gas and have high-tech options to help you feel calm and relaxed during your appointments. We'll help you get through every appointment in the most pain-free way possible. If you're having a dental emergency, we'll try and get you in the same day you call, because we don't like to see anyone in pain. As my daughter Rachel says,
if you don't see my dad, please see another dentist. Take care of your teeth, because they're the only ones you get.
This is Chad, owner of AM 950. I've been going to Chambaud Family Dentistry for years. They get me in last minute when I'm in pain and make regular checkups easy and comfortable.
Shamblatt Family Dentistry in Hopkins and St. Paul. Find them online at shamblattfamilydentistry.com or call 1-800-FIX-MY-TEETH.
You know how it is with vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, then you throw them away, right? Well, not necessarily. Often, fixing your vacuum can be cheaper than replacing it. Ever heard of A1 Vacuum in Roseville? They offer free estimates. So if you wish your vacuum worked like new again, drop by. A1 Vacuum is ready to help clean up your vacuum cleaner act. Find us at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
Zach Duckworth. This is the Republican out of Lakeville. It's been basically there. When they say, whoever said that SRO officers are, there's no problems. If they are there, our schools, kids, teachers will be safer without a question. Okay. No. He's said this multiple times, and I get it. You're saying, I mean, it's an implication. The implication is you're saying these SROs keep schools safe. That's your argument, which means that there's no problems there. That's biological conclusion. So for you to sit there and make an argument that the SROs keep us safe, which means is then if an SRO is there, there shouldn't be problems. There shouldn't be problems. And yeah. And this was a theme, and him and other people, including, you know, the scarecrow himself, Walter, you know, it's they love to put out these arguments. The requester is as simple. The request or ask is simple. Add clarity to the law so that they can return those school resource officers with buildings to prevent others from having to be pulled out. Ensuring the safety of our kids, teachers, and schools should be an easy bipartisan win for Minnesota. Is he implying that, oh, there's still going to be fights at SRO with schools or the SROs? No, he's not. He's not saying that at all. The bottom line is, Zach Duckworth, once again, this is September 8th. The bottom line is, school resource officers exist and are in school buildings to keep kids, teachers, and schools safe. And often they do that by building strong relationships with those inside the building to prevent things from even happening. Keep our SROs. What are you talking about? Minnetonka, they apparently then by your own argument, then the Minnetonka Police Department did not do a good job of building up, what was that, very strong relationships with those inside the buildings to stop this massive brawl. Don't do this. Don't try to play this game with me where you make a very strong implication. Schools with SROs are safe. Schools without SROs are not safe. That's what you guys said. Me pointing out a school with SROs had a fight in it, and you basically, because you can't spin that, acting like I'm making a straw man argument or no Republican ever implied SROs keep schools safe, that's on you. And it's a joke. It's an absolute joke. FYI, House McCarthy from speakership.
Got more good news. Royce Lewis, 2-run home run.
Boom! How's the swing look? Did the swing look good?
Yeah, looking good, yeah.
What the hell are you doing watching the game? This is a show we're doing here. I'm here sitting watching the tally. Is there anything that just highlights what Brett and I are all about? You got the Twins game. I'm like, wow, McCarthy's getting his ass handed to him. Royce Lewis, 2-run home run. Bottom of the first. The Twins now lead the Blue Jays 2-0. Got to put the pressure on. Got to keep it going. No, I'm going to call you guys out because if you make absolutist statements or even imply an absolutist statement, and that's what you all did. You all implied it. You implied that SROs keep schools safe. And no, schools without SROs, they're not safe. That's your argument. You basically all of a sudden realizing you're a bunch of dumbasses who should have never said that in the first place. Well, you're getting what you deserve. So, sorry, this is my job. I think it's on the door. I'm here to hold you accountable because you're really, really bad. And so I'm not going to just let you go on out there and rip off statements and make things and act like, oh, well, we never said that. You clearly implied the SROs were the only thing keeping schools from caravanning into chaos. And the fact is the reality is it's a mixed bag at best. I don't know if SROs keep us safe. Hour two up next.
This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, weekdays at 5 p.m.
On our show, you'll hear about native issues like treaties, protecting Mother Earth, and holding our elected officials accountable. Weekly correspondents like Dr. Stately, State Senator Mary Kunish, Robert Lilligren, and Bob Blake update us with the latest news from Turtle Island. Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Listen weekdays at 5 p.m. or watch the show on Native Roots Radio social media accounts. Ho-wah!
Tune in this Saturday morning right here on AM 950 for the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show from 7 to 8 a.m. We'll be discussing the world of volunteer plants as well as perennials you might want to include in your next year's garden. Our guest is urban orchardist Susan Poisner, and we'll answer your garden questions. That's all this Saturday morning right here on AM.
You're listening to WLAK 1260 AM Amory and WBZH 910 AM W245 CT Hayward. Always streaming on the Civic Media app. AB